Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning show on the Fan. Joining us right now in studio, Ken McCusick from FilmStudyBaltimore.com. What's going on, Ken?
Life's good, Rob. How about you?
Doing well, man. Doing well. You know, it's funny. I gotta jump right into it because you intrigued me, the conversation we had coming out of the break, and it's actually here on your site. You think Shedeur Sanders is a cautionary tale for the Baltimore Ravens, am I right?
I think he probably should be. Browns fans have basically been complaining that Sanders is not playing now for about the last month.
Mm-hmm.
They've had Dylan Gabriel, who's not good, and they're trying to give a chance. They drafted him a little bit higher than they drafted Sanders. But one thing that consistently comes up is the phrase, he can't be any worse. All right? He can be worse. Shedeur was a lot worse.
He was worse,
and
yes.
It was way worse. And we can get into some of that later. Exactly how much? But the as far as the Ravens go, I think we're hearing that about the guard play is whoever else they've got, they can't be any worse. Well, I could tell you from a lot of experience, they can be a lot worse. You know, the Ravens have two guards who are, while probably not quite average, are above the replacement level. And that's actually somewhat difficult to find.
You do know Shedeur is Deion's son, so you can't criticize him.
Anyway, I've heard
not
that.
Allowed to, because he's Deion Sanders is Shedeur Sanders' dad. Yes,
I know that.
And people fall in love with, like, again, I'm sitting here as I didn't think he would slide to the fifth round, but I'm going, what did people watch in college to say that this guy deserved? Like, I just didn't get it.
A bowl game he won.
No, they almost won. They almost won the Alamo Bowl.
Oh, that's
bowl.
Right.
That's why he got his number retired. Because they almost won.
It was his record.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Now, what's the Baltimore? The cautionary tale is what again?
Again, that Ravens fans ought to be careful what they wish for with regard to guard play. The Ravens are evaluating these guys in practice all the time, whether it's Ben Cleveland, Bullock, or Emory Jones, the new guy. They know whether these guys are really ready to step in or not, and you know. The Ravens have shown no lack of willingness to use rotations to ease players in. Last year we saw, you know, even Brandon Stevens and Trey White, veteran players that are rotating. We've seen it with rookies at other times. We saw Rosengarten and McCary, for example, at right tackle. They've shown no lack of willingness to do that. So if that were warranted, I think they'd be jumping right on it right now and getting these guys in for a series. But they're not. And that is a very significant non-positive portent for those other players.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to the offense in a bit because it can be worse, but boy, is it bad. Let's start with the defense today. This is a week where the defense bails out the offense often. The offense definitely wasn't clicking. Lamar didn't look great. They just didn't seem to have it. Can we just talk about Kyle Hamilton? I mean, if it wasn't for Myles Garrett, I think he'd be in the, you know, he'd be the front runner for defensive player of the year. He seems like he's consistently having outstanding games. This is probably his best, but still high level.
Yeah, he's been outrageously good, and it's every week it's something new. It's kind of like watching Ed Reed play in his prime in about 2008, that he just does different things every week to just amaze you on the field. But you know, this week had an incredible sack, and that was a spin move he put on the running back to get the sack, well-timed, you know, jaunt through the middle there. And the next time the Ravens got a big hit on the quarterback, he put a pick play on so Van Noy could stunt over him. I don't think anybody caught that, by the way. I haven't seen it mentioned at all, but unbelievable pick play they put on that. He had two passes defensed. He's making tackles for loss. It's just it's a ridiculous game. And they do something called freak show statistics, where they put together several unrelated statistics, and they say that player had, he's the only player to have at least, when he had at the minimum, of these four or five stats, and included a forced fumble and three tackles.
He just fills it up. Yeah, he just does everything across the board.
Peter Bulwer was the only guy in the last 30 years with a game like that. He's the only other guy, in fact, in NFL history that they're aware of that had nine tackles and three tackles for loss and a forced fumble and two PDs in a game. So they're unrelated. It's called a freak show statistic when you do that. But anyway.
I want to ask you about two players, more specifically one play and a player. The play that Awuzie had at the end of the game, I think it's amazing because, again, the rules are different in the end zone, so he's got to complete that all the way down, and the fact that you're able to pop that free. And what have you seen from Jones since coming over from Tennessee?
Okay, so let's start with Awuzie. Fantastic game, three PDs in the game, and the biggest defensive play of the game was him prying the ball free from LaVardane in the end zone. But to have his hands in the right place. Brandon Stevens would have picked up a foul there. I'm pretty sure they would have been at the 1 yard line, because most no look defense of that type ends up in a foul. He was no look. It would have been a face guarding penalty probably in years past. But he had his hand right in the right place, and he was able to play the ball within the grasp of the offensive player and get it free, which was fantastic. In terms of Draymond, I think we've seen lots of positive things from him. He's had a little bit of trouble with run defense in this last game. He's on a number of our blocked notes on the big point of attack wins for the running game, but he had four pressures in the game, and that was really nice. Two quarterback hits, two pressures, and he's provided exactly what the Ravens would hope. By the way, there's a play in this game. Draymond missed a tackle on a sack that may actually keep the Ravens getting a fourth-round draft pick this year, because that if he gets two sacks and the Ravens make the playoffs, the pick they traded for moves up from a 5-4.
So you want him to do good but not great?
I'd rather him not pick up the sacks if all things are equal.
Lots of hits and pressures. Yeah.
Kim McCusick joins us, filmstudybaltimore.com.
They're talking about their woes up in the factory of sadness up there with their rookies. Can we talk a little bit about defensive rookies? Just Starks and Buchanan, and how do you see their progress? Because I'm pretty pleased with, especially with Buchanan. I talked to you at camp about him. I'm like, I like this guy, and he's come on.
Yeah. I mean, there's four rookies now playing very significant roles at a very high level, and I think people understand that Malachi Starks had the interception the last 2 weeks, didn't have one this week. He played okay, but he wasn't great. Green is hurt, but I'm very high on him, and I'm hopeful he'll come back from this injury, because he was at his peak right before this. And now we get a good game out of Buchanan, who's been kind of at the heart of a lot of the turnovers by making a tackle and somebody else comes in with their second man skills to pry it free. He's been better in coverage than he had been before, so I've enjoyed that. And the other guy just jumped off the screen in this game was Keon Martin. As a pass rusher, the one play that people probably remember for him is he's a step slow on Isaiah Bond on the back of the end zone with a chance to get the game tied or even go ahead. Would have been to complete that pass, and he was in trailing coverage. But he skied up like Air Jordan or whatever you want to say on the left side of that pass rush that he had way up high. Must have looked like a flying creature or something to Shadur, because he pulled the ball right down, and there are three receivers on that side of the field. You never do that as a pass rusher. But then I forget who got home for the sack on that play. It was an outrageously good play by him.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Ken McCusick joins us from filmstudybaltimore.com in studio. Ken, breaking down Lamar Jackson's performance for Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. We'll have him do that on the other side. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Shovels at 8:30, but right now, Ken McHugh, Sick Steel in studio with us from filmstudybaltimore.com. Ken, Lamar Jackson, two interceptions on Sunday in the win. Some will say, well, the first interception definitely was not his fault. But I would say, well, you know, he had one in the end zone that was dropped by the defender as well. So you giveth, you taketh away. Your thoughts on his performance on Sunday?
Yeah, it was one of the worst games of his career. That's fair to say, I think. He had a terrible opportunity set given to him by the offensive line and other skill position players who were blocking. He only had five ample time and space opportunities. For people who don't remember from last week, he had 2 out of 30 that were ample time and space versus Minnesota, a really crowded line of scrimmage. Actually, fairly modest pass rush by numbers that the Browns used. They were just really effective. And he only got five ample time and spaces, which is terrible. That's a three-second pocket space to step into your throw. By comparison, he's pressured 14 times. Usually you want no worse than a one-to-one relationship between those things. And his was 2.8 pressures for every ATS. So that was very bad. It was a bad game. I'd say the fun thing about Lamar Jackson is he's four times in his career he's had a 60 or lower passer rating, and the Ravens have won all four of those games, incredibly. Three in the division.
I'd love to hear what you want to have to say about the offensive line as a whole, because I saw 300-some-pound men being thrown around like kids, knocked down, thrown to the side. I thought they played terribly. The coach said he thought they played pretty damn well. How'd you rank the O-line?
They were in the middle. They were not responsible for all the pressure, and in particular the five sacks, they were only responsible for two of those. Then think about some other things. They didn't get penalized at all. That's very important. Mm-hmm. And they didn't miss a lot of blocks in this game. What they did is they had some big pressures allowed and some quarterback hits, and that wasn't good. But overall, they were okay. They were right in the middle, like basically a C. And I'll go through the players really quickly. Stanley, a C-. Vincent, by the way, last 2 weeks now, has been the backup left tackle. Noteboom is on the bench as a healthy scratch. Yeah. Not on the bench. On the sideline as a healthy scratch. Voorhees, a C-, in this game. He allowed parts of 6 pressure events. 5 pressure events, sorry. Linderbaum had a great game. And PFF lists him as responsible for a sack, which is fine. That's the way they describe it. But it took like 4 seconds for that to develop. He got an A, and I have him for only 3 missed blocks the whole game. Daniel Fa'alele had a D. His play is definitely trending in the wrong direction. He's had 2 consecutive Ds. And this game was tied for the worst he'd had the whole season with the Buffalo game in week 1. So he looked bad in this one. Rosengarten, a D. He gave up a number of pressure and penetration events in the game, missed 6 blocks. You know, obviously those grades are not great across the board, but they average probably to about a C or C- in total. It's not bad, but believe me, there is a lot worse. And if you watch other teams in the league, they've got a lot worse offensive line problems than the Ravens.
So you're saying this can get worse?
Yeah, I'm saying that. And I said it already with the Shadur thing.
Now, my question to you is, you said 5 sacks, they were responsible for 2.
Yeah.
How do you determine when the offensive line is responsible? And when they're not responsible, does that mean the quarterback is holding the ball too long?
Yes, that's generally what it means. 2 of them were with ample time. If Lamar had 5 ample time space opportunities. 2 of them, Lamar took a sack on the play. Okay. So that's right there. That tells you he had 3 seconds plus to throw. The other one was Derrick Henry, actually missing his block, who was responsible for it. So, and then 2 on the offensive line that were split multiple ways. So I'm not saying it was a good performance by the offensive line. You'd want them to play better than this. But, you know, the Ravens are looking at who they'll have as backups.
So basically Ed and Harbaugh were lying. Like, it wasn't the worst performance and it wasn't the best. Can't trust anybody these days. Hey, I don't want to open up Pandora's box and go back to the defense and allow Ed to ask more questions about defense, but you've watched them now for 4 games, and granted, they did play the Rams. Do you think they, I don't want to say fixed, how much better are they than what they were? Like, is this a playoff caliber defense that can get you stops now, or will we not know until we see them play more?
I mean, I'm not one of these guys who says you have to wait for every single piece of evidence ever to be in, or you can never make any prediction ever about the future is the point. As a gambler, you'd find that very frustrating, I hope.
Of course.
Okay. So you have to do the best you have with the current information. I'd say they look a lot more prepared for the playoffs than they did a month ago.
Is it better against the run and not, and still the pass rush might need some work, or is it? Are you just seeing a combination of both have gotten better?
Yeah, I mean, the pass rush looked incredible in this game. We can talk about that a little bit, but they were outrageous. I'd say that it looked like Orr had Shedeur Sanders as a marionette. Now you can question whether or not Sanders is the kind of quarterback you'll face in the playoffs, and obviously he's not. But you can also question whether or not any of that is transferable. I say it's okay to adjust for how bad Sanders is, but you shouldn't completely take it as no data point.
You wanted to talk about how good the pass rush was. So go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, okay, great. So everything worked is the simple thing. They got 2.3 yards per pass play when you assess properly the intentional grounding as a 15-yard sack, which is what it really was. Okay. But
I always thought that the defender near the quarterback, closest to the quarterback, should get credited for sacks on intentional grounding goals. I've always thought that should be a stat.
That's reasonable. That was Simpson was taking him down on the process, so that should have been Simpson's sack for sure. But here are the numbers for the deceptive elements, because this is where it really showed out. They blitzed 12 times from off ball. Okay, that's a lot for the thing, but those were spread over 8 plays. Those 8 plays, the Browns averaged minus 3.1 yards per play. They stunted 5 times, including intentional grounding. On those plays, the Browns averaged minus 3.6 yards per play. They used sim pressure 7 times, included 2 sacks, 3 quarterback hits, 1 other pressure, 1 ball that he managed to get out quickly, minus 3.9 yards per play. I've never seen numbers like that for a game where every deceptive element is that good in terms of negative yardage on average per play. So. Right. They did most of it to Sanders in that second half, too. They didn't do too much to Gabriel.
And my reason for that sack is akin to pass interference. If I'm going out on a pass play and Jeremy mugs me, but I still catch the ball, that's a catch, decline, a penalty. Yep. If I'm wrapped around you,
I hate that,
and you throw the ball away, why can't I decline an intentional grounding and hit my sack? It's the same play.
I hate it.
On the defensive side. It's the same play.
Just to confirm what everybody's thinking, I hate the fact that Rob thinks that I wouldn't take him down and he would actually make the play along with it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I would marsh you and catch the ball and get a penalty for the dance that I did over top of it.
I would tie my hand around my back and pick that ball off with one hand.
You would?
I'm that baby's pappy.
You pick it off with your mouth because... some guys have arm talent. You have
it's strong.
Oral talent.
I just got my throat redone.
I know you did.
Yeah. Back on the market.
Kevin Q's going to let you out of here. Tell us about filmstudybaltimore.com.
Okay, filmstudybaltimore.com. We have the Duke fans. Thanks for that. There's a dead cat in the parking lot. Now the comedic stylings of Kevin McHugh. So anyway, I'm at Film Study Ravens on Twitter. The defensive notes are out there right now. The offensive line will be out there, and the defensive podcast very soon today.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Ken.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.